Well, Weechi, I suppose the target was to reach Croke Park at the end of July or early August.
Well, Tom, that's right, of course. Not alone that, but the target always in Kerry is not alone to reach Croke Park, but to reach Croke Park and win the All-Ireland. That's all that matters, and nothing else is accepted, really, only to win the All-Ireland. Well, they beat Clare, they beat Cork in the Munster final. They beat Cork fairly well in the Munster final, and that has been achieved, and now they're looking up to Galway. And, of course, you know plenty about Galway up around the north. I was very surprised, Tom, to see Galway racking up 417 against Donegal and beating them so easily. So that's the team that we'll be facing now next Sunday.
Does 417 against Donegal, does that put the fear of God in Kerry, no?
No, it doesn't, Tom, because there's no way anyway they're going to score 417 against Kerry in Croke Park, even though that I was impressed enough by Galway. I know Donegal were disappointing now for everybody up there, but I was impressed enough by Galway. They're mobile, Tom. They're aggressive. They're fast. And they have a few lovely players, the likes of Paul Conroy now, and Flynn around the middle of the field, and Armstrong and Heaney and O'Donnell. They're all very good players. They have a nice mixture between youth and experience. Mm. However, the one thing is, and would you believe this, Galway haven't beaten Kerry in the championship since 1965. They've met a good few times since, but Kerry have won every time since. And that'll be a big stumbling block too for Galway next Sunday.
And tell me about Kerry. Much change?
Well, the team hasn't been announced yet, as we know, Tom. That'll be announced tonight, later on tonight, and when I'm talking to you now. So I don't know the actual team going out Sunday, but there won't be much change from the Munster final, I reckon. I reckon to be around the same team. The half-back line, of course, has been playing very well. Peter Crowley and Tyke Morley and Paul Murphy, they have been playing outstandingly well, and David Moran and Anthony Mahon in the middle of the field. I reckon they're as good a midfield. The partnership is in the country. They're very high feeling, and they're very experienced. And then you have up forward, of course, Tom. Everybody'll be watching Paul Gainey and James O'Donoghue. It's the inside trio, and Donny, he'll probably be full forward. Now Donoghue and Gainey, most people would have seen them in action. They're deadly when they get possession. So the Galway defence isn't great. In my view, the Galway defence is suspect enough, what I see of them. And I believe if Gainey and O'Donoghue get enough of the ball, that they'll do a lot of damage. Mm. That's the way I look at it myself, Tom. Kerry are up for it. I can tell you they won't underestimate Galway. And they've been training hard. Fitzmaurice will have them well prepared. And the one thing about Kerry, they won't be caught underestimating Galway.
I know when we spoke earlier in the season, or ahead of the Munster final, Dublin were one of your fancies, obviously Kerry, and you had a sneaking suspicion that Tyrone would be there as well. Has that, Anthony, changed?
Tom, exactly. I said that to you earlier on. I think it'll be Dublin number one, Kerry number two, and Mayo probably number three, and Tyrone number four. That's the way I put it. And looking at Tyrone, even watching them there, the one weakness they have is that sometimes they get an awful lot of scoring chances and they waste them. They're a very wasteful team, Tyrone, but they get an awful lot of possession. That's what they do. And Mayo might be tired next Sunday now going into their match against Roscommon, but I think they'll come through. But I still think it'll be Kerry and Dublin. Kerry are kind of preparing for that down here at the moment now. In the backs of everybody's head would be the All-Ireland final, and Kerry certainly won't be caught on the back foot next Sunday, Tom. I think it'll be a cracking game. Because Galway are a traditional team too, Tom. They have great tradition, and they have a lot of All-Ireland wins back through the years, and they're a team that can turn it on. They have scoring forwards, and I think it'll be a great game.